פרק בייז פסוק י' כי סבוי חוכמה וליבך, אז חוכמה will come into your heart, דס לנפשך ינאם, and דס into your נפש will make it like pleasurable or pleasant, I should say pleasant. So it says the Goyim, Kulaymat. Even though you're going to understand and know everything, all the different milas and all the different things that we listed till now, that the pasuk listed till now, don't say what you know. Was there going to be anything else after that? More than that, more chachma will come into your heart. What you never saw, never heard, ever. It's continuous aliyah, continuous. Kinyan of chachma, v'das, u'minadas sheteidas a chachma l'nafshecha yinam. Then there will also be das that will come to you, and from the das that you will know the chachma, so that will bring a noyam, a pleasantness to your nefesh. V'chayro, what that means is a das. We've spoken a number of times right throughout this. Sefer, we see the inyan of Chacham bin and Das. Das, the Maisa, is really like a chibur of the Roish and Guf. It's really a chibur of the Ikrei HaMoichin, which is the Chacham and Bina. And it's like applying it into the Lamaisa. It's bringing it down into the Lamaisa of a person, into the Midas of a person, into the Maisa of a person. So, min Das, Shateidas HaChachma, is like a kinyan of the Chachma into the ma'isadik level, and therefore, what the Gemara means of it is lenafshecha yinam. That nefesh we know is the part of the neshama that's the lowest part, which relates to the ma'isa of a person. So there, and it relates to the nefesh of a person because on the the nefesh relates to the das and the ruach relates to the. Bina, and the Nisham relates to Chachma. That's one of the ways of breaking it up that's very much used by the Arizal. It's like that everything breaks down into a Chachma Bina Das level, which is the Nisham Ruach Nefesh level. Like we know that there's two if you go into things in a more pratistic level, you know, you have Chai and Yechida, but on a basic level, that's what the results discusses in Drusha Das. And Papashas, that's what the Goyin is referring to over here, is that from the Das that you will know the Chachma, meaning you make that kinyan of the Das onto a practical level. You know how to live with the Chachma, that's the Das. So, l'nafshecha yinav, that will bring a noyam to your nefesh, which is the lowest part of your nesham, which is the part that is the one that you use actively. Okay. Kisavay Chachma b'libecha. Kolaymat, oid zoy siyelecha, meaning this too will be for you. Sheyoyachama shelamata b'libecha v'leitishkachay. So it looks like he's giving a second perish. In other words, one perish. Obviously, he's learning that it contains both of these inyanim. This pasuk, one is that you're still going to get more chachma. Actually, it's very interesting the lashon he uses over here. I didn't even pay attention to it the first time. Right, shetavin v'teida. Even though you're going to tavin v'teida, everything above, but besides that, you're going to get chachma, which is like even a higher level than the dat. Right, tavin v'teida is bina and das. Besides the bina and das of everything that we said before, you're also going to get chachma. That's actually I didn't pay attention.
Not or chachma.
Huh?
So the way you're reading it is not Ela Shetava Od Chachma, right. Rather Ela Shetava Od Chachma.
Yeah, Hagam that he said earlier, like in Pasuk Vav, Ki Hashem Yiten Chachma Pepiv Dasatun, and he did discuss the fact that he's going to get Chachma. So it's also additional Chachma, but
copy what you know until now.
Yeah, that's what he seems to be saying, is that besides the Bina and the Das of everything before, you're going to still get additional Chachma. And then from the Das, you're going to get that Noyam, right? That Chibur of the Chachma, that knowing how to apply the Chachma will bring Noyam to your Nefesh. Now, second Pshat, he says, Kisavi Chachma bilibecha, Kaloyma, Oid Zois Yelecha, Again, the truth is, I should be madgish another thing, right? I kind of said it, but I just want to be madgish it, right? Chachma, normally, I think this is what the Gra is really getting to, what's bothering him, right? The two kolaymers over here, right? Kolaymer means he has a kasha. There's something that has to be dealt with, which is chachma l'chayre is in the mind. It's in the seichel. Again, we have in the psukim chachma slave, right? But nevertheless, the Gaon is trying to explain what is this idea of the Chachma going into your heart, going into your lev, which means it's like moving down from the mind into your body, which that is the inyan of the Das. And now in the second pshat,
the lev is really bina, right? In general.
Yeah, in general. It's, So then he says, "Ki sava chachma b'levecha kolaymar oydus yelecha." Also, the following will be for you: "Sheyava yachachma shelamadta b'levecha v'lo tishkach oisa." That the chachma that you learned will come into your heart and you won't forget it. Very chashav alashan. We forget things that are not etched into our heart. When you learn Torah and you intellectually understand it and it goes into your mind, it doesn't mean that you're not going to forget it. But if it gets etched into your heart, then you're not going to forget it. So that's part of why. Right. That's where they get written. That's where they get carved into you, and it's right there. It's not. So that's why a person has to have the work on the Yiras Hashem and work on his Lavas Halev, the Torah, and appreciation, the Chashivas of the Torah, because that all helps imprint it in the person that he shouldn't forget the Torah. So this is a darga that he says, Sheyaba Achacha Meshlamata Bilibecha V'leisishka Achos, and then you won't forget the Torah, because it's going to be in your heart. V'das L'Nafshecha Yinom Kloimar V'Yidei Zeh Sheteida Akoyo V'lo Shechachta. Through this that you're going to know everything, and you're not going to forget. Yinam lenafshecha. So that's going to bring a pleasantness to your nefesh. K'mo shekasav ki na'im ki sishmerei b'necha. Mefurish pasuk. It's very beautiful, right? That when you guard them in your beten, like in your insides, right? So it will be pleasant. So you see that's the inyan of na'im lenafshecha, is because the Torah is going to be taka guarded in your heart, and therefore that makes it very pleasant to a person, right? It's obviously very frustrating for a person when you don't have it. You learn, and it's the person feels like he's not making a kinyan, he's not having it. That can be very frustrating. But he's talking that if you're going to go through all the madrigas over here that he's discussed till now, so you're going to get to that level of adasa nafshecha yinam, where the Torah is actually going to become a part of you, you're not going to forget it, and that will be very pleasant for the person. Next pasuk, mezima tishmor alecha, tivuna tinsereka. Okay, so again, we have two lashonos of shmira here, tishmor and tinsereka. Mezima, says the Gaon, right, which is like a plot or a plan. Hu soid hadas, says the Gaon, the soid of das. Okay, so we have das and tivuna, and das we have lashon shmira, and tivuna we have a lashon of netzira. Okay, which we saw already, the Gaon said previously that Netzira is a more starka Shmira than the word Shmira. So see the Gaon. Mezima hu seid hadas. Mezima is the seid of das. V'hayno machshavas ha-Torah yishmuru alecha. That is that the machshavas of the Torah, okay, the machshavas of the Torah, they will guard you. Tvuna tinsereka michutz. And the tvuna will guard you strongly, we'll add, right? From outside, ki tvuna mitpashet yoter mi bachutz ki yedua, because tvuna spreads out more from the outside ki yedua, as is known. Lachein tinsereka mi bachutz me'aviris ma'asias, and therefore, since the tvuna has that koyach that's mispashet on the or outside of the person or surrounding on the more surface level of the person. So therefore, it will guard the person from my averis masias, because the averis masias of the person, right, the actual practical averis that are done in action by a person, that's the external part of the person, that's the exterior part of the person, and therefore you need a shmira on that exterior, and that is the tvuna. And for that, you need an extra shmirah. Because he already thought about it. And he didn't turn himself away from the machshav of the avera. And now he's already come to do. So it's now already we're holding on the chitzonius level of action. So now he needs a gavalig shmira, like a fortified city. Now, it's very important also what he says over here. It's not a big musar. A person, sometimes, right, we know there's a whole musig of lasis asus yogla latayr, to make a siyog, and chazal made gdorim and gdorim and gdorim, that we shouldn't come to chas v'shalom etzim of a neveira. So sometimes, if a person has a rifyin, he can allow himself to slip and pass those guards. And things that, okay, when it comes to the real problem, I won't get to the real problem. I won't chas v'shalom do. That's a letzonus, because if he's not able, that's what they're going to say over there. If he wasn't able to hold himself back from thinking and from passing that first barrier, it only gets harder as he gets closer. Because once his machshavel, for example, in this case, is already involved.
Here it seems like he plans on doing it.
Here you're saying he's...
Isn't he planning on doing it, but then the Torah is going to stop him from doing it?
Could be, yeah. Maybe
it entered his mind and he didn't think. Yeah. And therefore he will be balasi.
Yeah. I understood it that he was passive. Like he let his mind continue thinking about it.
Russian go penis atzma, I understand what we mean.
Yeah.
The next I'm gonna think more.
Yeah. Balasi, at the point of balasi, he's not looking for a shmir anymore.
It sounds like the person is being shomer him, being negging himself.
Yeah. Or we could understand that any time that a person is that's going to say, anytime you're being chayshiv to do and you're not getting out the machshava, you're not eradicating the machshava, so that's a gather of balas. I don't know. Like, that's what I wanted to learn from Yosef HaTzadik. Mar says, right, that the machlekes says that he was balas as malachta. So one says that he knocked the mamish, and one says that he came to do an aveir. So I want to say that really, that he didn't chasham. It didn't dawn on him to mamish be over aveir, but he knew that Ishes B'Tifer was starting up with him day in day out, and he knew that now there was a big event and everybody's going to be out. And if he still went to do his work knocked the mamish in those circumstances, that's ki'ilu. It's not just ki'ilu. It's etzem. He's willing to play. He's playing with fire. So that's already considered balasas malachta. Similar to Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler writes by Moshe Rabbeinu that it says that he was nishba to give his first son to Avodah Zarah. He has a piece there. He says, "Wow, Moshe Rabbeinu, how could he was nishba to give his first son to Avodah Zarah?" So he says, "Chas v'shalom, it didn't really nishba." But the idea is that if a person gets himself into a shidduch with the daughter of a big Agudah Vedazara, he has to know that it's very, very likely to happen that one of his kids is going to Rahman al-Zan go off the derech and go to Vedazara. And it's a gather of nishba. It's a gather he took it upon himself. He was willing to risk that. Yeah. That's what this is. And that Chazal, what? Rav Dessler, Michtam Eliyahu. And then Chazal used a loshna nishba. That's what I wanted to say also with Yisrael on that derech of the that's what it means to say that bolas is malachta, not chas v'shalom that he really came to do that there. He intended to do that there with Eishes Beit Tifer, but he knew that he's playing with fire. She's every single day trying to get him, and now there's not going to be anyone around, and he was still willing to put himself in that risk of yichud, and that's keilu bolas is malachta avera. I don't know. It's a little bit unclear here what the going means. If he mamish means to come to do an averus, then I don't understand so much. So what's the shmir? He's not looking for shmir b'chol, unless we say that the Torah is going to give him that the Torah will have a certain etzira on him anyway. Like he's because he's been learning and he's gotten to big madriga, so even when he slips, the Torah is going to kick in at the last minute And like it did by Yosef HaTzadik, actually, it's a good example, right? Rod Mus Yuknei Shel Aviv, and then held him back from the Ma'is at the last moment. Maybe. Okay. So, in any case, Vuhu Nishma Mitvuna Shigva Me'adas. So, this Shmira, which is a Shmira Seira, which is at the level where it's already coming into action, it's about to come into action, the Avera, so it needs a very high Shmira, which has to come from Tvuna, which is a higher level than Das. So the Das gives a Shmira Dik level, where it's not yet at the external part of the exterior part of the person's of the person, meaning at the Maisa Dik level, it's still more inside, and therefore he needs that Tvuna, which yes relates to the ma'asiyus of a person, because it's mibachutz, it's out, it's like the outside layer, but it still is a higher level than das. You miss pashetus yoser, and it also, what's that? Yeah, it's a different type. We saw the guy explain bina and tuna, but it's a type of bina. Yeah, vehi miss pashetus yoser, and it also spreads out more than the das, because it's a higher level. Also, dechura.
Does that mean spreads out?
What is the Yidua
thing here?
Yeah, what's the Yidua? You don't know. He says it's Yidua. He must mean something. And this is the side of the Chura and Nukva V'Havin. So here, this is a little bit tricky. I'm not sure what he means, because normally, right, we have a Chachma and Bina, so we know that Chachma is the side of the Chura, and Bina is the side of Nukva. Not used to seeing it discussed. There he seems to be saying that Tvuna and Das are a level of Dukva and Nukva. That's what it seems to be that he's doing. There is such a Musig, actually. I don't know if that's what he's referring to. But basically, if the Tvuna is a higher level than Das, right, that's what it seems to be saying here. Tvuna is a higher level than Das. So Tvuna then would be like the masculine Madrega compared to the Nukva, compared to the Das, which is like the Nukva level over here. So there is such a Musa, because we find in Arizal he discusses that Bina, in reference to Zer Anpin, which is really the site of Das, is considered Zohar compared to normally Ima is feminine, right? It's right. That's what it means. Bina, right, is Ima, which is feminine, and then her child, so to say, is Za, which is Zer Anpin, which is Das, which is male. But the Arizal sometimes discuss it in the relationship between them two, between the mother and the child, who's the Mashpia and who's the Makabel. The Bina is the Mashpia, and the Zer Anpin, or the Das in this case, right, is the Makabel. So in that relationship, the child is the feminine quality, is the Makabel quality, to the Mashpia, which is Bina. And that we do find that in a few places in the Arizal. So it seems that that's what the Gaon is referring to over here, is that the site of Dchura V'Nukva is the Tvuna versus the Das over here, because the Tvuna is a higher level. That's what it seems to me he is referring to over here. The beginning part.
It says
Bibachut
the second time?
The first time he says Mispashet Yosir Mibachutz. I guess what it means is because any higher level, kind of on a certain level, surrounds the lower level. It encompasses it. Lower levels are really all kind of contained inside the hispashtus of the higher level. Okay. So since Tvuna is a higher level, so Mimela, it what's called like unfolds, or it's mispashed more and spreads out more than the lower level. Because lower level starts, is kind of inside of it, is contained inside of it. Okay, this is a really Kabbalistic inyanim that the Gaon is throwing in over here. But I think that's what he's getting to.
That means it automatically creates a stronger Shmira?
So, since it comes from a higher level, so it contains a higher Shmira.
Not because of its being mispashit.
And it's mispashit, so it kind of it acts as a protection. It has the ability to.
Just mean it's more covers more ground.
It covers more, meaning that it goes down further. It can picture it as like a protective coating. Like it goes, it encompasses. It's more all encompassing. So it therefore keeps away from the klipas, keeps away from the kaychara of taking over the person. For example, the we say in davening, keep kulam bechachma asisa. So I think the goyin, if I remember correctly, explains that kulam bechachma asisa is that all of them, meaning all the partsuf, mesfiris, worlds, what I'm going to say, were made asisa. They go down, in other words, all the way to asiya, which is the lowest world, were made, all the worlds were made bechachma. Meaning the chachma, the sphere of chachma, which is like the highest revealed sphere, goes down and encompasses and was used in making all the different worlds till the very, very bottom, which is asiya, which is asisa. Kulam bechachma asisa. So the chachma is bespashet, mamish, the whole entire system all around. And therefore it has the biggest, that has even a bigger kaych shmir than the tvuna. But the tvuna also is more encompassing and more shielding than the das level.
That's more local.
Huh?
That's more local to the...
Yeah. Okay. A little bit right there. We'll try. L'hatzil chamiderech ra, l'ish midabitu tapuchos, to save you from the derech of ra, from the person who speaks, from the man that speaks tapuchos. Tapuchos is like overturning things, meaning he speaks one way and he really means another thing. We'll see in the Goy. The Sitra Achra, who dam came to Churvan. In the Sitra Achra, you also have this idea of male and female. V'hein soy tavoni v'kasoni. Now the truth is, I see that this is actually a long... This piece is going to take more than the amount of time that we have. All right, we'll try. We'll see what we do here. Okay, sure. So the Sitra Achra also has a male and female component, and they are the soid of Tavoni v'Kasoni, of Taiva, right? These are the two, like Avia voice, right now, right? Go further. Okay, so the side of taiva v'kas are the two types of yitzharos, right? The goyin in other places says they relate to Esav and Yishmol. Yishmol is the kasani, and Yishmol shtufei zima are the tavani. Okay,
Esav
is the kasani, he's the retzach, the murderer, right? And he's the Kasani, and Yishmol is the site of the Tavani, which is the Shtufei Zima, their Bali Taiva. Yeah. V'atoiv, this is a very interesting, there's a funny Lashon here a little bit, and there's another they bring here in the footnotes, a different Lashon. V'atoivu garua min hara. And the good is worse than the bad. By the Sitra Achra, the good is worse than the bad of the Sitra Achra. Like it says that the kas is better than the schoik. Okay, now in the footnotes here they bring a different girsa in Xavier Oxford that the taiva yose garua min hakas. The taiva is worse than the kas. Because that's what it means. The taiva is considered better than the kas. Taiva is a better part of the Sitra Achra than the kas. The kas is a worse part of the Sitra Achra. Okay, which we would say it Esav is worse, is a harsher part of the Sitra Achra than Yishmol.
Yeah, so okay. Which is taiva is which is guru for what?
So we would call the Esav the Ra Sheba Sitra Achra and Yishmol the Toiv Sheba Sitra Achra, relatively speaking. And in the Sitra Achra though, the Toiv is worse. And we're going to see why. The Gaon is going to explain. The toiv of the Sitra Achra is worse than the ra of the Sitra Achra, and he's going to explain why. Okay, ki al yedei ha-toiv shel ha-Sitra Achra ha-odom nitpateh, because the good of the Sitra Achra is more seducing to the person. It's more, it's easier. it gets the person, it fools the person easier, grabs the person easier. V'chol echel nechlek l'shnayim, and each one really divides up into two. B'tavani v'chem b'kasani. Each, the tavani divides up, has a subdivision into two, and kasani has a subdivision into two. V'ayne b'kasani hu ra u'mirma. By the kas, it divides up into, subdivides into ra and mirma, which are the two things mentioned in this pasuk. V'hara, we'll see why the mirma. The ra is mafurish, and mirma we'll see. Barahu ara be'etzim. The ra means the ra be'etzim. Upiv v'li b'shovin l'ra. And his mouth and heart are equal to bad. He speaks bad, he intends bad, and just, you know, not a good bone in the body, so to say. Completely bad. Umirma u'shemadaber tov. Mirma is the guy who speaks good. V'li b'chayshiv l'ra. But his heart thinks for bad, thinks evil. And that's what's called in Lashon HaPasuk smooth talking, like smooth talking lips, meaning he speaks one way, sounds good, but inside he's really working on something bad. He really means bad. Dugmas hasfasayim, and the Lashon of Chalakos says is similar to the lips, sheinechlakos, which are divided, keinechlak piv. So too his mouth is divided from the real intention of his words. So that's Lashon of Sifse Chalakos, from Lashon of divided, yeah. That's what the pasuk in Tehillim means when it says, "Guard your tongue from ra, and your svasayim from speaking mirma." Because the svasayim divide; they pull apart; they divide, right? And that's what relates to mirma, because you speak one way and you're tricking; using trickery. You're really intending something else. Ki ra pivali bekechel ra, because the ra, the heart, the mouth, and the heart are one for bad. That's can be symbolized by the lashon, the tongue, which is one. It's one unit, indivisible. Therefore, it says your lashon. Keep your lashon away from doing ra, from speaking ra. Okay, so the ra is piv libo shavin, like the lashon, which is one, indivisible. But the guy who speaks mirma, his heart is divisible from his heart. His mouth is divisible from his heart. It's not the same as his heart. And that's similar to the lips, which divide into two. Therefore, it says to guard your lips from speaking trickery. Now he brings it back into this pasuk. That is to save you from the derech of ra. Shua ra b'foil. That's the ra in actuality. And his mouth and his heart are equal for bad. They're both right on board for bad. And therefore it says the derech of ra shadarkel hara tomin, because his derech is to always do bad. That's what it is. Save you from the derech ra. He's full through and through bad. That's his derech, and you have to, and the Torah will save you from the derech ra. Me'ish madaber tapuchos hu amirma. That's the mirma shemadaber hipuch libo. He speaks opposite to what's really in his heart. Shedover shalom im re'eu. He speaks really friendly, nicely, and peacefully with his friend. Vira bilvavoy. But in his heart, he really has bad intentions for his friend. V'lachein amar kan medaber. Therefore, it says over here the lashon medaber ki u medaber divrei tapuchos, because he speaks words that are opposite, v'yitz etzis rois, but inside he's really planning bad and advising etzis rois. So he's like as if he's helping his friend, but really inside he's trying to mess his friend over. And that's the Torah is going to save him from the derech ra, v'yish medaber tapuchos. So those are the two bechinas of the kaasani. He has not discussed over here the tavani. All right.
Why is it that the Tov is Geruah?
So he explained that the Tov is Geruah because it's more seductive to the person. Taiva has like a, you see, in a certain sense, on a deeper level, yeah. When something that we know, when something has a certain like more, a certain good to it, like a certain aspect of it, it's not as bad. You know, for example, the murder like has less of a pull on a person than Rahman al-Islam adultery, for example. Right? because it's not as bad. It's not, you know, like, oh, the other rabbi. No, it's a b'chin of chesed, you know, chesed, who the Torah says, in, right? Like, you know, the spill from there, they like, you know, it can, there's actually sometimes people's minds get messed up with this kind of a thing that they like, you know, they convince themselves all sorts of crazy stuff based on that type of thing. Oh, this is Ava and this is chesed, you know, they go to Meshug. But that's the idea is that there's. There's a toiv and a ra in the ra itself, and yet the toiv of the ra, which means the taivas, have more of a pull therefore on the person than the ra, because the ra shebara, it takes like a complete, like a maniac, you know, mamish, like even a person when he does averis, he has to kind of justify himself he's not so bad, right? Unless he mamish becomes that ra shebara. So it's much easier to justify the taiva than it is to justify the actions based on kas. That's what the Gaon is saying. Okay. Let's have a good end of this round. Huh?
The Rosh Barah is still the no-go area. Everything else is...
Yeah, Agam, that you see that we stuck us in Aso, so Germany, we had the Ramamish, the Rasha Bara, you know, and it's there. Yishmael and Aso, both Bechinas are still there, outside and inside of us.
Aso and Yishmael is a stick of a carpet, my name, you know.
Yeah, they speak about that today, that now it gets mixed. In the end of Golas Adam, there's a mix of Yishmael and Edom where they. Each hazaycha to each other's milas. I mean, chesroinus, of course, but using the lashon of the Gaon here. Okay. Let's go to Ben Zman.